Then I'm happy to tell you that I'm joined in by Pablo Parra, who's a deputy program manager, UNMAS, and Jurkuch Barat Jurkuch, who's a chairman of the National Mine Action Authority. And they joined me this morning to speak about this ahead of the commemoration of the day. Good morning, and it's good to have you.
Good morning. Good morning, Irene.
Right. Now, I'll start with UNMAS. What is this anti-personal mine ban convention?
This is a disarmament convention that is one of the most important, perhaps, because it came from the civilian sector. So the people around the globe join hands together to come with this convention that prohibits the use of landmines, mm-hmm. which is an indiscriminate weapon who causes a lot of harm to civilians after the conflicts are finished.
Right. So when did it come into effect, and what is the possible outcome already?
Well, it started in 1997, and it came into effect six months after 40 countries joined the convention. Mm-hmm. And it's now been ratified by 164 countries. It's the most successful convention on disarmament around the globe. Wow. And it's been great because the number of casualties produced by linemen have been declining all around the globe since 1997 when the convention was adopted.
Right. Now, moving on to Mr. Jurkuch from the National Mine Action Authority. What is the status of South Sudan on this APMBT?
South Sudan is a contaminated country, and it is a member. It has joined the convention, and it is now a member of the convention.
Right.
To work in the removing landmines. Mm-hmm. As he has mentioned it, and then it is not only that you have to remove the landmines, but you have to make the clear the landmines and to make people saved in the contaminated areas.
Right, and you're talking about how South Sudan is a contaminated country. Like from the time that we joined the convention, how much land has been cleared?
Oh, yeah, we are talking of over 1 billion of square meters have been cleared. Mm-hmm. So it is a great work that has been done, and people in the contaminated areas are now saved, and they are using the land the way it is needed to be used.
Right. Now, Pablo, why is mine action important to the local population here in South Sudan?
Well, South Sudan is a country with a lot of needs. One of them is the clearance of contaminated area, and I think the harm that explosive ordnance causes into population is very, very large. So the people who suffer an accident and their families are forever left behind by the society and live in poverty.
Right. And hearing from Mr. Jurkuch, he mentioned about billions of square meters being cleared. In the past days, have we had any incidences where probably children have been affected?
Yes, of course. Last year, in 2019, there were 56 victims with explosive ordnance, most of them civilians, and of course, children are very affected as well. Landmines produce one victim, and we hope that by 2025, when South Sudan is committing to finish the clearance of all hazards, nobody will suffer from this harm.
Right. Now, Mr. Jurkuch, what challenges did South Sudan face that hindered the government from meeting its 10-year obligation? Have we even met this 10-year obligation yet?
We have not yet met, and to an extent of we've been requesting to extend the period of mine action.
Right.
So the obstacles are many. One of them is the insecurity. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the natural obstacles, like in the rainy season, you know. We will not be working to the capacity when it is rainy season. Mm-hmm. And you know, South Sudan is infrastructures are not that much enough. And so it hinders the operations of clearing landmines. in the country.
Right.
Yes.
So mostly it's the natural calamities that have
natural, and then the security.
Right.
And you know, we have been in civil war mm-hmm. for some time
right.
now. Yes.
And you have mentioned about the possibility of an extension. How far has the request been placed yet?
Yeah, we have presented it, and especially by today in Geneva,
mm-hmm.
our mission is doing that work, and surely by tomorrow it will be everything will be completed.
Right.
So I'm sure of that. But the preparations, we have been doing it, of course, so that the work that has not yet been done has to be completed in about 5 years' time.
Mm.
Yes.
Right. And just to be a little bit pragmatic and practical here, Mr. Jurkoch, natural calamities are not going to go away. So how shall we then ensure that we meet the deadline?
Well, we must have to exert efforts anyway. We have to convince the government at least to do more, so that funding is increased. We need to talk to the international community at least also to support the program by funding the working NGOs in the country. And then if we have not completed it in 10 years' time, then surely by 15 years,
mm-hmm.
we will have to complete the work. Sure.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, Anmas, how much more contamination is remaining in South Sudan, and especially in which geographical locations?
Well, of course, it can change it because of the security, as Mr. Jurkoch has said.
Mm.
But so far, UNMAS and the National Management Authority in South Sudan have the knowledge of 367 hazardous areas that amount for a total of 20 million square meters. We are surveying those areas to make sure that all of them are known, and we are providing mine risk education for the population so that they already know that the hazards are there and adopt safe behaviors.
Mm.
And as Mr. Jurkoch has said, we are working together to raise more money so that we can have a capacity to clear all those areas.
Right. Mr. Jurkoch, what steps have the National Mine Action Authority taken and plan to take to advocate and seek support to run mine action programs in South Sudan?
We talk of, as I mentioned before, this question of we need to
increase the funding.
Right. And then we need to build the capacity, increase building the capacity of our working people,
right.
so that they can be up to the challenge. And then and so on. These are the fields we think we should be supported so that we work.
Right. And gentlemen, thank you so much for making out time to come and speak to us. Just before I let you go, what is the importance of this day to an ordinary citizen out there who is probably working in his farm and has no idea? I'll start with you, Mr. Jurkoch.
Come again?
What is the importance of this day that will be celebrated on the 4th of April?
Oh, yes, it is. We call it International Mine Awareness Day, that we have to talk to. We are reflecting the work
mm-hmm.
that we have been doing in saving the lives of innocent people. But bear in mind that we must have to advocate, talk on the radios as like we are speaking, to at least for the population to pick up this question of landmines.
Right.
So this is the work of mine risk education,
mm-hmm.
as Paul said it before.
Right.
So people are made aware of they must have to avoid living in the contaminated areas. Mm-hmm. You must have to avoid certain things.
Right.
You have to, and this is the work of mine risk education.
Right.
People are talking all the time on the radios mm-hmm. and TVs.
Right. Thank you so much, Jurkoch. Yes, Pablo.
Well, yes. And besides raising the awareness and the need for safe behaviors, this is a day that we all use to renew our commitment on never and under any circumstances using landmines, and also our commitment on protecting civilians from the harm of explosive ordnance.
Right. And Pablo Para and Jurkoch Barach, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.